This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Economics. Lord knows there is a million things, there are a million things, grammatically correct, going on right now in the world politically. It's almost amazing to me. I got Jim McKinney with me, by the way, right now, and also Charlotte Cuthbertson. You know, I was at a doctor's appointment this morning, and in the waiting room, people started asking me what I thought about what was going on politically in the U.S. I mean, it's really almost unbelievable to me. But having said that, that's not what we're going to talk about with the expert, Ms. Cuthbertson. We're going to talk a little bit about the Mexican border. Charlotte, you spent quite a bit of time on the southern border of Mexico, the border between Mexico and Guatemala and Nicaragua. I'd like to hear about your experiences down there.
Sure. So I went to southwest Mexico, Mexico-Guatemala border, which I don't know if you remember the second caravan, all these photos of thousands of people crossing this bridge, jumping off, walking across the water, across the river from Guatemala into Mexico. But it's a pretty busy migrant crossing area, so I went down there to have a look. It was also around the time that the Mexican government said that they had placed troops, National Guard troops, at their southern border, of which I did not see, but I have heard since that they have sent some there. So it was very interesting to see that part of the southern Mexico border.
Charlotte, this is Jim, and with your views down there on the border and the movement back and forth, was it, well, I should say mostly northward, were the numbers significant while you were down there, or did you see a little bit of a decline based on some of the public announcements that some of the nations have made, like Mexico, of course, and Guatemala, and the pressures?
So I saw it was sort of dribs and drabs, but it was constant. And a lot of people, a lot of the migrants crossed at night time. I was at the river sort of early in the morning, 5 o'clock, just to see the morning rush. and actually I saw mostly Africans and Haitians, which that was not what I was expecting there, crossing the Suchiate River from Tucumán, Guatemala, and then they would end up in Tapachula, Mexico, to get a transit pass so that they could transit up to the U.S. border.
I think it's interesting that Mexico has now become a bit of an intermediary between some of the other countries. You mentioned Mexico, Haiti, etc. I guess the first question, Charlotte, that I would have is simply, why don't they just go directly from Haiti or Africa to Mexico? So they're sneaking into Mexico. Why do they have to do that?
From what I hear, they flying into Ecuador or Brazil, where they don't need a visa. Okay. So that's their staging point. And then from there up through Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico. It's a very well-traveled route.
And you talked about transit passes on the Mexican side when they crossed the Guatemalan border. Were the officials there, did you have any observations of the officials and how supportive and how rapidly they were moving people through?
Right. So I went to an immigrant detention center in Tapachula, Mexico, where there were about 5,000 mostly African and Haitian migrants being held there. There were some overflow centers as well, with holding about 500 each. And Mexico's bureaucracy is pretty complicated and slow. at best. And so what these people had to do was line up every morning in the hopes that they could get in line soon enough so that they could just make an appointment to get their transit card. And the reason that they want to get their transit card is they don't want to get deported at this stage. And Mexico, one of the things they've started doing is wanting regular migration, which basically means that they want to make sure everyone is passing through the country legally.
Interesting. So the new administration, U.S. administration, federal regulation that's going forward is, there's an expectation that you will have to wait if you seek asylum in the border, or any border country that you apply, and not be allowed back in here. Do you think that will have much of an impact on that type of, you know, these people that are coming from Africa, clearly, and even Haiti, they're spending quite a bit of money to get there, and with probably the anticipation of pretty high probability of success, but with actions, federal regulation like that, with maybe change the bureaucratic apparatus inside Mexico and some of the other places, you think that'll have an impact?
Do you mean the asylum seekers that cross to the U.S. and then are sent back to Mexico to wait until their asylum cases are adjudicated?
Actually, I was just understanding as of yesterday that the Trump administration and Homeland Security had passed a federal regulation that actually requires that you can't come to the U.S., that you must come to the first place that you land prior to coming to the U.S., to out of your home country, that you would have to seek asylum there, that we wouldn't process people when they got here and then send them back, but we'd actually stop them there earlier. That's what the latest reporting is, anyway. I wasn't sure how much you were familiar with that, or if you have any idea of what that might, if that's the if it might slow the process and the numbers of people from places like that.
Well, we'll have to see. I think in the next, I would say within the next 7 days, there'll be a judge that will block that that move, and so it'll play out in the courts, no doubt. But a lot of these people are traveling through multiple countries and thousands of miles, and many of those countries along the way can be considered a safe third country. And so common sense would tell you that if they're just asylum shopping and heading to the US because that's their preferred place, because they want to get a job, or usually it's a job, usually it's economic, then that's not really an asylum case.
Or free health care.
Jim, we're down here, you guys, for just a skosh over 2 minutes. So I just want to ask a very simple question, and then we're going to have to take a break for the sponsors. Charlotte, you say Africa and Haiti. Any other countries that are taking the same route and crossing in the southern border, or any other people from other countries? You hear a lot about China, et cetera, et cetera. Are you seeing anything like that?
Absolutely. I'm more talking to others. I know I talked to a woman who works in Panama. She helped the migrants there. She's a nurse practitioner, and she said in December there were a lot of Iranians coming through. There's always Indians, Bangladesh, Pakistan, definitely Chinese. But the U.S. border, there's been 50 illegal immigrants from 50 different countries that have come through the southern border this fiscal year so far. So it's really wide open to the world right now.
You know, and anybody who wants to talk about immigration illegally or legally, I would bring up the fact, you know, why land and go into Mexico, which is really getting to be a hot spot right now? And what I want to ask both of you guys, you Jimmy, too, because you're going to know about this, why don't these people just land in Canada? I don't get it. Ladies and gentlemen, going to take a real quick break here for a commercial. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Ms. Charlotte Cuthbertson and Jim McKinney.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, this is Jim McKinney with Corlin Economics Report Politics. Today we've been talking to Charlotte Cuthbertson. We're at the break. We finished it off with a little discussion on Canada. And Al asked a good question. Why do not more people come through the Canadian border? So there's a few observations here with the concerns with the southern border and the breadth and the length of it, the inability to travel into Canada because of a better controlled immigration and travel system. But Charlotte, what are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, it's definitely lower numbers because it's better controlled, but also actually Haitians do come through, traditionally have come through the U.S. northern border more often than the southern. So this new influx through the southern border is a bit new for them. I think it's just because that trafficking / smuggling route is global knowledge now, and so everyone knows that's the way to come and to bring a child. I would imagine if the southern border ever does get to the point where it's more secure, we will see more people coming through Canada. But if you look at the population coming, it's much simpler for them to just come up from Latin America and come through the Mexico-US border.
Would you think that it's maybe just familiarity? And, of course, there's already very sophisticated, I will say, trap lines or movement lines that already exist there?
Right. It's just thousands and thousands of people. I mean, you're looking at the numbers have gone down in June, but in May there were an average of 4,200 people being apprehended coming through the southern border every day.
That's crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. Today there was a House Oversight Committee discussing family separation at the border, and they interviewed the Homeland Security Secretary. Interesting discussions. A lot of discussion about accusations of Border Patrol and, of course, ICE and the detention centers with children and the separation policy that existed. Do you think that they came in that? Can you kind of give a summary of what you saw at the event?
Jimmy, don't want to break into this conversation. And I apologize to you also, Charlotte. The reason I'm breaking in, though, is because the border situation to me, which seems like an incredibly, incredibly clear-cut situation. You got a fault on three parties here. You've got a very definite fault on, I would have to say, the illegal immigrants. I don't want to just call them Mexican people because they're from now all over the world, as Charlotte brought up in the first segment. But, you know, it's interesting. The Republicans even are doing some things wrong, as I would have to say in one of our daily editorials this past week, was brought out by a Republican congressman. He said, you know, we're doing some things wrong, but we don't have a choice because the detention centers were built during the Obama era, built in 2014. They're not close to being adequate to house the number of people that are coming in because of what the other side of the aisle is doing with their ways to skirt the law, i.e. bringing children in, and in that fact increases dramatically the amount of people that can get in and seek asylum, for lack of a better term. So there's faults really on both sides. And if I were a betting man, and you know that I am, Jim, I would have to say that I think this is a great opportunity for the president in the sense that all he has to do is basically clean up the situation in law, either totally change the regulations where bringing kids in doesn't really, you know, is not going to be an issue, but basically clean up the situation in terms of the border. I mean, you know, there are so many falsehoods that are being said right now. As an example, I do a Bible study, a couple of Bible studies, but one of the Bible studies I do happens to be with three other guys, talk about man's man. Two of them are very, they were high up in a couple of organizations. One was Customs, and then they went into Homeland Security, and both of them ended up being I guess you'd call them management of Homeland Security, Jose and John. They are very, very compassionate people, and they brought out to me, I mean, I hate to ruin our Bible study talking politics, but they brought out some of the lies that are coming out on behalf of the Democrats. For example, forcing the detainees to drink out of toilets. That's an absolute, absolute bald-faced lie. They're not toilets. They're combination combination toilets and sinks, etc., etc. But, you know, the commies are saying, well, it's all the part of the Americans. I wanted to bring that up, Jim and Charlotte, because there are so many lies that are coming out right now. And the people who are bringing up the lies seem to be what I would call the Fab Four. They are just getting dramatically insane as to what they're accusing the border guards of doing, which are simply not true. But Jim, why don't you continue? And I'm sorry, I had to bring that in because it really, really makes me angry.
Well, I would think that probably, and Charlotte, I certainly don't want to speak from you, but the rhetoric is incredibly high right now, and of course it is grabbing people's emotions. And you know, the real issue here is you've got a problem between the ease of illegal immigration and coming to the United States and getting services, and the challenge of legal immigration and how long it takes to actually legally immigrate into the United States. As long as it's easier to come here, get services illegally, and be protected, you're never going to change the people from trying to circumvent that, especially from the poorer regions in the countries, unless you can fix some of these very significant legislative issues. Charlotte, your opinion?
Absolutely. And as we saw in the hearing today with the DHS Secretary, Kevin McAleenan, he said that very sick people are coming across the border knowing that they need an operation, and that they know that they can get one. If they come across illegally, they'll get medical help, they'll get hospital care, they'll get that operation. And so this is now common knowledge as well. And so we're looking at a much larger burden on taxpayers here if that becomes the new norm.
Charlotte, if I could just interrupt here, because we're going to have to take a commercial break. But to interrupt here, and I think this is a fairly important interruption, one of the guys, two of the guys who were in Homeland Security in our study yesterday brought up very emphatically, I remember John said, you know, if I were in their position, the immigrants, he said, I would do the same thing, because he said, you guys all know, first in my life, aside from my Lord, is my family. And he said, I would do the same things that they're doing. So, you know, some things have to be changed in order to make it equitable so we can truly help these people. Quick break. Going to make another comment on the Fab Four.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump lashed out at the media for its coverage of the North Carolina rally, with chants of "send her back" directed at Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. He says he discouraged the chants. The president now says,
those are incredible people. Those are incredible patriots.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters through an interpreter,
I distance myself from this decidedly and stand in solidarity with the women who were attacked.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also denounced the comments.
I want everyone in Canada to know that those comments are completely unacceptable.
Also, British Prime Minister Theresa May said the president's language was completely unacceptable. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 69 points, the S&P down 19, and the NASDAQ down 60. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back in. You know, the press conference that we talked about in a daily editorial this week, I think we did it on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, with what they has been gotten to known as the Fab Four. I call them the Commie Four. But that press conference made me so angry because some of the falsehoods that were stated during that press conference between, among other people, Congresswoman Presley and certainly Representative Omar and the other two, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, obviously. I actually woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning the night after we put that up as a daily editorial. So Jimmy and I decided we would lengthen it a bit and put it into the weekend special for those of you who listen to us on the radio. Not the weekend special, segment 7, sorry, for those of you who listen to this on the radio. I am absolutely enraged by those four women, apparently also as Nancy Pelosi is. They don't seem to be getting along. She doesn't seem to be getting along too well with these guys. So here we go. I want to start out by saying, you know, I really wish that we didn't have radicals out there, communists out there who want to come, who want to not talk about doing something, but simply make what I would have to say are ridiculous accusations of the president. Now, Congresswoman Presley is not willing to call Donald Trump the president, as she says in this particular news conference. She says he's simply an occupant of the White House. She says that he is not following the Constitution. Most of his acts are openly violated of the Constitution, as her colleague Representative Omar said. Representative Presley went on, or Congresswoman Presley went on and said the U.S. used to be a beacon of light. It no longer is. She brings out examples of things like what she calls trauma against children in the cages at the border, and the list goes on and on, human rights abuses, et cetera, et cetera. I would have to ask the following question before I turn it over to Jim, and that is, who is calling these so-called human rights abuses against the Mexicans trying to sneak into the country? Jimmy, you got some comments? By the way, take a look at everything we have on our site on this particular conversation. We have a clip that Jim sent me where I believe Congresswoman Presley, either herself, Representative Omar, or Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez actually called the leader of their party, Nancy Pelosi, a racist. Take a look at that one. We have a clip of that. This is just getting insane, Jimmy. How are you keeping your head straight?
I think, actually, I'm kind of enjoying it. This is kind of fun to watch. it's interesting how the squad, as they call themselves, I'm going to call them the suicide squad. They're like radical extremists that are going to go ahead and attack and sacrifice themselves for this attempt to change the political landscape in the United States far to the left, and they're going to actually self-destruct as they do it. And they're actually may not even self-destruct as much as their own party may just go ahead and beat them down. Really funny that they can say whatever negative thing they want about this nation, call the president, Homeland Security, ICE agents, Border Patrol agents, all Nazis, that they're all racist. They can say anything. And the
It was very, very interesting to both Jim and myself. We've got some comments on it.
Mainstream media sources just play it. The moment the president pushes back, it is immediately jumped upon in a method of political opportunism that is getting to be so routine that it's getting laughable and boring to most people out there that are observing and watching. The inconsistency of the hypocrisy of both the media and the extreme left right now is becoming almost surreal. They continue to make these allegations about everybody else in the country, but of course, they're pure and they're absolutely right. And I think it's kind of funny to watch. In this press conference where they came out to deride the president, President Donald Trump, by the way, the person that sits in the White House that was constitutionally elected to that office and legally without the support of Russians, in this press conference.
Oh, that's right. The Fab Four, one of the members of the Fab Four, if I'm not mistaken, it was Representative Omar.
Yes.
Said that it's a proven fact that he colluded with Russians. I mean, that's not what the investigation showed.
It undermined their arguments so effectively, and they really had an opportunity. They had an opportunity to come out here and be in the high ground, but they really failed at it. And what they did is they just continued perpetuating these same arguments, the same arguments that are actually beginning to just bounce back at them, I believe. I don't really understand why some members of the right actually have not learned what President Trump is doing and why they respond with such kid gloves and so nervous about being called these accusations of racism, and they're very concerned about what President Trump says. You know, basically what he said was, hey, look, if you don't like it, why don't you go back to your country and fix it? And in particular, Omar, but he did it in a broader way, and it wasn't very specific. You know, Somalia was a mess, and why didn't you go back there? And then you come back here, maybe you can teach him something, and you come back here and show us. Which I thought was actually, you know, yeah, all right, maybe it was a little bit aggressive, but there's no doubt he did it on purpose. And, you know, a lot of people on the right, the same people that have been that don't really like his personality and don't really like his style, they're very worried about being associated with that. It's a political concern in part, but it's also, and I would say it's disingenuous, because quite a few of people, a lot of people actually would read that and just kind of say, I would say a lot of Americans would say, hey, that's, whatever, that's just a comment. You know, it's something you'd say to somebody that was complaining about the United States. And they continually, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Tlaib, they continually make negative comments about the United States. You get polling that comes back and says, hey, well, you know, most Americans think that was kind of not right. I don't know if, you know, nobody really wants to say, hey, yeah, you know, being treating someone bad or saying something bad is not right. And that is actually the problem and where the progressives are pushing America, because people are afraid to speak openly or freely in a maybe sincere, maybe not a polite way, but it's not a racist
way. Well, I would have to say that the comments by Congresswoman Presley, her comments about black athletes, her comments about some of the third world countries, they were very, very rude, negative comments. And I would have to say, if I was a citizen of a third world country, or if I was a black athlete, I would have to say that I would absolutely not stand for that, because that is not what the president said. And I'm getting tired of it. Jimmy, we're going to take a real quick break here. And lead into the next segment. Be curious to see what our guest has to say about this particular situation. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Going to be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Alrighty, welcome into Wrap Up KER Politics. You know, this week has made me so angry with a combination of the press conferences and the rest of it. And you know what I'm doing, as I said at the conclusion of the last segment, I said, you know, it's a total waste of time, and you're actually doing people like the Fab Four a favor when you dwell in terms of anger on what they are talking about. You're giving them the opportunity to live rent-free in your particular brain. Boy, I guess I'm not as smart as I thought I was. Jimmy, take over, would you, man?
Well, we were talking at the end of the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the Homeland Security Secretary, McClennan, today, and he did a phenomenal job, I think, under tremendous pressure and a lot of questions with both the American public and pretty strong questions with the different members of the Democratic Party on the House Oversight Committee. Elijah Cummings was—he's the chair of that committee. They went somewhat, I would say, not as aggressive as some of the recent committee hearings, but there was a lot of gotcha type of questions. And Mr. Ruta, Congressman Ruta, had actually at one point in the hearing had said, hey, look, we need to take away the rhetoric. But then immediately began discussing rhetorical accusations against ICE, against Border Patrol, against the Homeland Security and federal employees. It was quite an interesting position. And I thought it was, as you listen to the arguments, I personally believed that there was a lot of gotcha type questions, but they weren't really addressing the overall problems effectively as much as politically trying to make a statement. Charlotte, what was your impression on that?
Sure, and I think that's always going to be the way, but I think just the framing of the hearing, talking about it being a family separation policy, and I think that's I think we need to be correct about the terms that we use. And the policy was actually a zero tolerance policy, which was put in place for about 6 weeks last year. And the zero tolerance policy basically said we are going to prosecute everyone that comes over the border illegally, because that's the law. Now, the consequence of that was that children were separated from their parents temporarily while that parent was prosecuted for that crime. And obviously, there was a lot of outcry, and the administration stopped it in June or July last year, and it has not been happening for 13 months, and yet we are still sort of hearing the child separation thing. I think, you know, we have to really be very unemotional, in fact, when we talk about these issues, because otherwise there's no way towards a resolution.
As I listen to the Homeland Security Secretary answer some of the questions, specifically on that issue of the separation, the quote, zero tolerance policy, but the quote, family separation policy, which is a conflation of two very different types of ideas. He talked about the number of people that were separated and then the actual number of children and the reasons why the children were separated at that period of time. And what he made, the point that he made was some of them were not members of the family and there were actually criminal or some other type of issue that was associated with those separations. Could you go into more detail on that?
Yeah, sure. So there's three reasons that adults and children are separated. One is obviously there's no familial relationship. And that includes, by law, they have to separate if it's just a sister or a brother that's bringing them over. Then, of course, there's criminal if the adult has a certain criminal background, or if they're a danger to that child. And then sometimes there's a medical issue, and if the adult or the child has a particular medical issue, then and there's some reason that they have to be separated. They're the three reasons. I think, if I'm getting my numbers right, McAleenan said there's been, in fiscal year 19, 54,000 families come across so far, and fewer than 900 have been separated due to those three reasons.
Yeah, those are the numbers that I heard, pretty close to the numbers that I heard in the committee hearings as well. And what I thought was, I guess, to me, those were very justifiable reasons, and the numbers were quite low. But he also alluded to the fact that this was an attempt to actually reduce the incentives for people to continue to move into the United States in these groups, because attempting to circumvent our system by using the family policy for asylum seeking, and how difficult it was to actually process them and go through the system to review their cases and the amount of time it takes. And I think Representative Tlaib was very aggressively arguing that he was unable to justify the 20 days it would take to go through and that they were allowed to hold them and or the family members before they'd get a review. And I thought that was quite interesting line of questioning there. Did you follow that much?
Right. Well, the Flores Settlement Agreement got changed in 2015, actually, which was the beginning of this family unit surge that we're seeing now, if you want to sort of have a look at why it suddenly got worse. And a judge there, a California judge, said that all children cannot be held longer than 20 days, whereas before it was just unaccompanied minors. So that meant that family units had to start being released. So there's no consequences now that the administration could impose on people breaking the law by entering the country illegally. And so, I think that's why they tried the zero tolerance, and obviously it didn't work. But they really want to change the Flores to allow them to hold the family together in order to adjudicate the asylum case. And that would, they're saying it would take between 40 and 50 days rather than the 20.
Yeah, and Congressman Jordan, I think he argued pretty strongly that everybody wisely would make that decision if they could get together and do this in the next week. It would be benefit everyone because of the overcrowding and the pressures, certainly with the Border Patrol agents in their facilities. I thought, I also thought that the line of questioning basically that the accuracy of relationships and then the problems and this move towards, that I would say the emotional connection to the people, the migrants moving up and how important it was to be respectful. And all of us, I think all human beings, I don't care if you're left, right, middle or center. We want to, we're thoughtful about each other and about humanity. But at the same time, there's very little discussion of what the decisions, the costs, the expenses, and of course the corruption that's involved in actually moving towards our border, and how many people actually suffer in those cases. And really, we've got to make some move to stop what's happening in order to actually protect people, in my view. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, I think a lot of people are still focused on the family separation thing, which isn't happening anymore, and yet there's 5,500 fake families that have come across the border so far this fiscal year. McAleenan talked about a 51-year-old man who bought a baby for $84 from Guatemala because these people know and the smugglers advertise that if you come in with a kid, you're home free, you get released very quickly. That's just devastating. Those stories are devastating, and in my opinion, it would be great to spend a bit more time on them.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that would be important, understanding the overall concept of it. Al?
Somebody's going to write a book one of these days, I got to say, about this. Charlotte, you'd be the perfect person to do it. It's it is really amazing what's going on down there. And what I find to be really amazing is the way that some of our politicians are handling it. I think Ted Cruz, really, from Texas, has got the best idea of anybody, and that's, yes, we got to clean this up. Let's work together and do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, it has been a ball putting together KER Politics this week. Unfortunately, my only problem is I'm starting to get a very, very interesting case of high blood pressure. Going to be back with next week with all of our friends.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.